In Spain, hundreds of thousands of people held a March for Change yesterday in Madrid. They were rallying in favor of Spain's newest political faction, an anti-austerity party, similar to the one that just won power in Greece. Supporters hope Spain will be next. Elections are due there in the fall. Lauren Freyer brings us the story from Madrid.
They streamed into Madrid by the thousands, by bus, train, and carpool from all over Spain to march for this country's newest political party, Podemos, which means we can in Spanish.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
We can change things. We can change democracy.
Carmen Martinez is a teacher who lost her job last month. She boarded a bus at 5 a.m. to get here from Andalusia in southern Spain.
This is not the democracy we want. It is only for banks and for the rich. It is always the same. We are so tired of that.
The man on which supporters pin their hopes for change is the Podemos leader, Pablo Iglesias, a 36-year-old political science professor with a ponytail. How beautiful it is to watch people make history, Iglesias told the crowd. Humble people standing up to cowardly politicians who defend only their own privilege, he said. After Iglesias was elected to the European Parliament last spring, he cut his own salary there by three quarters. If elected Spanish prime minister, he vows to raise the minimum wage, crack down on corruption, and reevaluate whether to pay this country's debts. That gives Spain's creditors pause. But Iglesias is careful to say that while he supports his leftist allies just elected in Greece, the recipe for change here may be different. As for the current Spanish government, it says change is already underway. In the past 2 years, we've emerged from intensive care and walked right out of the hospital on our own, Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy told supporters Saturday at a Conservative Party conference. Spain's economy is growing again, even more than most other European countries, and more Spaniards are working.
People is not believing what Rajoy is saying, because they are not feeling that in their lives.
Daniel Ripa is 33, has a PhD, and is among the 23% of Spaniards who are still unemployed.
People that speak three languages, have 2 degrees, a doctorate, and they are working in Burger King or McDonald's. Why you are not taking care of the talent of people?
Roughly one-third of Spaniards say they'll vote for Podemos this fall, enough to oust ruling conservatives from power. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.